Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord comes to us today in His mighty word and through His sacraments to proclaim to us small beginnings, the small beginning of faith. And He comes to nourish that faith by giving us His Holy Spirit to strengthen us in all adversity, to strengthen us in everything that we do in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. The Bible tells us that the Christian father will ensure that his family comes to hear the word of God. Are you among those who think being a good father is teaching your children how to use a hammer or a saw, how to wield a gun or clean a deer without spoiling the meat? You should know that the greatest challenge and opportunity that God gives fathers is to have these men teach their children how much God loves them. You can be a great Christian father by bringing your children to regular worship and spiritual time with their Savior. This morning we turn our attention to two parables that Jesus told in our gospel lesson. Traveling from St. John Church and School almost every day to our home in Delta, Ohio, takes me about 22 minutes. And in that trip, I see lots of people working the ground. In the springtime, you see tractors out in the field. And what are they doing? They're disking. They're harrowing the ground. They're taking the clods out of the ground to prepare that ground for that seed. And then a few days later, as I'm driving back and forth, you will see farmers out in the field. And there they are in their planters. And usually in the springtime, they're either planting corn or they're planting their soybeans. And then it's wait. And as I'm driving back and forth, I'm watching this all happen. You wait and you wait. And as I see it, I see just a little sprout of green coming up. And pretty soon it gets a little bit larger and a little bit larger. In fact, almost every day that I'm with Pat, including this morning, we're commenting about the fields as we're coming along. Not too far away, we saw a field of corn, and we remarked to each other, "Wow, how green that corn looks! How full of life that it looks! And wow, is that corn growing and growing!" You see, it goes along, and then the corn gets bigger and bigger. And in the fall of the year, I enjoy watching the harvest. My office faces the old school, and as I sit there and I am busy typing, I will see these grain trucks, and they will be going back and forth, loaded with golden grain of corn or soybeans, going to the market. You see, this is exactly what Jesus was talking about in our parables for this morning. The harvest, the kingdom of God. And He wants to bring these lessons to all of us this morning. Today, Jesus uses the illustration of a farmer. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First, the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. The farmer goes out into his field each year, and he plants his seed. He prepares the ground, and then he tends the seed. But he has no idea how the seed grows to produce that crop. The fertile soil and a healthy seed come together to do something that the mind does not understand. Today, this is the way it is in God's kingdom. The Holy Spirit begins to work faith in the human heart. Growth in the kingdom of God does not depend upon us. We have nothing to do with it. It's all God's work. He's planting, He's preparing, and He's putting that seed of faith in our hearts. The seed in this parable is the Word of God. And that Word of God brings faith to people when they hear that Word. That happens when God causes His Word to be preached or taught in its truth and purity. When God's Word is taught in its truth and purity, it is being sown in His kingdom. It sprouts and it matures. We read in Isaiah 55, "So my word goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it." The harvest includes the final harvest at the end of the world, when all the people will see the marvelous fruit the Lord produced in His world, in this world of sin. For that reason, this parable was of comfort to the apostles as they carried the Word of God around to different locations. Paul later put it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow." Christians preach and teach this word. God's word does all the rest. Through the gospel, the Holy Spirit works His faith in our hearts. He plants the seed in our heart, and it matures to life. And when we are baptized, as Baylor was this morning, the word of God is spoken over our hearts and heads, and His word starts taking root in our lives. When we hear the message of the law, we are pruned down and we are cut down. However, by the grace of God, we hear the good news. That good news message of Jesus crucified for sinners. And that awakens and that enlivens our faith. We receive God in physical form through bread and wine. That is the body and blood of our Lord and Savior. And that is when God comes to us and He further nourishes our faith and says to us, "I love you. Your sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ." Now this morning, Jesus continues by telling the parable of the mustard seed. That seed is so tiny compared to the huge plant which it will grow. The size of the mustard seed got me thinking to other small seeds that I have seen. When I grew up on a small farm outside of Fort Wayne, we had a garden. And every year, my mom would take me out and we would plant seeds in the garden. Oh, I didn't mind planting the watermelon seeds or the corn seeds or even the pea seeds. That was good. I could see them. But then she would say, "Okay, now we have to plant the carrot seeds." Oh, man, come on. So I would get there and I would take the little packet and I would be putting it into the ground. Or a radish seed, which is almost as little. And this is what happened. I'd be planting along and then a big blob of seeds would come out through the seed package. And then I'd try to thin them out, but usually that didn't work out too well. And so as these seeds grew up, this is what I would see, is that you would see that I had put a whole bunch of seeds together and ones further apart. But one thing always amazed me. Those small carrot seeds would really produce. They would produce large carrots and the radish seeds as well. Or think of a majestic oak tree. An oak tree starts as a little acorn. And boy, I have seen some mighty big oak trees, all started from that little acorn. The tiny mustard seed that Jesus talks about this morning grows into a big, big bush. Some have said the resulting tree can grow to be 10 or 12 feet high. It's an amazing thing to think that a little seed could produce a bush that would allow birds to come and sit in it. However, it's not all good news, because Satan comes into us in various ways, and he wants to dismiss the power of God's word. He would have us to believe that the Word of God holds little power in the lives of people today. Satan comes and says, oh, that was written long ago. It has nothing to do with your life today. How untrue that is. Or other times, Satan tempts us into unbelief and despair. And that is precisely the time when we have to turn back to the Word of God for strength. Jesus once said these words, blessed are they who hear the Word of God and keep it. And in Psalm 119, we read these words, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God gives his holy word power. Unbelievers are saved. The dying are comforted. The sinner finds the forgiveness of sins. Christians have the light of the Word of God to guide them in every decision that they make every day of their life. But sometimes God's small beginnings can grow into a large spiritual harvest. This past week, St. John sponsored Vacation Bible School here. And through the Word of God was taught. It was taught in song. It was taught in drama. It was taught in story time. You see, through all of that, God's little seeds were planted. And we had children that were very, very small. They would have come up to my knee. Or they were up to sixth grade. And all of those children heard the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit came. And he caused that word to grow in the hearts of those children. God shares the message of his love when we hear that Jesus was betrayed and deserted by his friends. During his work of the Lord, Jesus was beaten. He was whipped and spit upon, crowned with thorns, and he was crucified. And all of this was done to save sinners from the wrath of God. But the work of God continues on today. God comes and he wants you to know that he loves you. And he sent his son to pay the price for our sins. God the Holy Spirit calls you from darkness into light, from hell into heaven, from despair to a life with him forever. The Word of God is preached and taught all over the world. In our synod, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we send missionaries all over the world to bring more and plant that seed of God into more and more hearts. This past week, Invocation Bible School, the children collected their offerings. And where did they go? They went to an island off the coast of Africa, Madagascar. And those offerings collected will purchase religious books so that the children in Madagascar can also hear about the love of Jesus, so that the kingdom of God from small beginnings can grow and grow and grow. Let me share with you an example of how God breaks through hard hearts. Last year, our family took a vacation down to the hills of Tennessee. And while we were traveling in Tennessee, we took a trip through Smoky Mountains National Park. And there they have these huge, huge rocks. And as we were driving along, I would study these rocks. And sometimes you would see that this little tree had started in a crack of a rock. And that tree would keep growing and growing and growing. Something that seemed impossible. A tree growing from a rock, and yet it is happening. That tree kept growing and growing, even in that big rock. For you see, trees growing from hard rocks reminded me of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit gives us his holy word, he comes to us, people with hard, sin-filled hearts. And he comes to us and he says, God loves you. Jesus died for your sins. And when we hear that over and over again, God, the Holy Spirit, takes our hard, sin-filled hearts and starts breaking them apart with His holy word. Thank God for the seeds of faith that He plants in us through the preaching and the teaching of His word. Then the Holy Spirit reaches out. He reaches out to us in the word and in the sacraments to work that faith in our hearts. Through the prophet Ezekiel, God put it like this: I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. God comes to us and He grows His church in the kingdom of God from very small beginnings, because He comes out and He reaches out to us in word and sacrament and says, repent, believe, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Holy Spirit comes and He plants that faith in our hearts. He plants that faith to believe, to trust, and to follow Him for all of our days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.